Yesterday I spoke about the dua known as Dua Anas. A dua that Nabi Karim Sam taught to Hadrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, which is very effective for one's well-being, for one's protection. And as I mentioned, when Hajjaj bin Yusuf, the man that was responsible for killing thousands of people in cold blood, he wanted to execute Hadrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, he was unable to do so. Suddenly he got cold feet. He began to buckle at the knees, began to shiver, tremble. He wanted to know the reason for this. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said to him, Nabi Karim Sam taught me certain words, and I have yaqeen, conviction, that through the barakah of this dua, you will not be able to harm a hair on my body. This was one of the people that Hajjaj bin Yusuf had to let go, set free. Otherwise, normally, any prisoner brought before him used to be beheaded. And as I mentioned, recently Mufti Taqi Usmani, Madazillahu, attempt on his life, assailants, fired a hail of bullets at his vehicle. Even Mufti Sahib was surprised how come he escaped without a scratch. Automatic weapons were used. So according to one report, Mufti Sahib Madazillo also attributed this to this dua Anas that he was habitual of reading. So after I mentioned this, number of brothers came up, they want to know where can they get this dua. So alhamdulillah, we had some photocopies made, pocket size. Inshallah, after the salatu salam, after the dua, someone will give it out. So try and learn the dua, it's not too difficult to learn. Read it once in the morning, once in the evening. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will put us under His protection from crime, from calamities, from black magic, from many, many hazards. We read our Ayatul Kursi, read this dua once at least morning, evening. You will see the benefit, inshallah. And it's not too difficult to memorize. So as a way of encouragement, you've got this child here, Muhammad Abbas. Alhamdulillah, he has memorized this dua. One morning he took the pocket-sized dua in his pocket to school. And while his friends were playing at break time, he decided to learn the dua. He came back and said to his mother, he's memorized it. So just to recap the dua will be given out also. We should also try and memorize it. We'll just ask Muhammad to read the dua. Difficult to memorize. In break time he memorized while his friends were playing. He memorized it. So inshallah the dua will be given out. You can ask him about the dua. Normally towards the end of the study we read out a bit of poetry with regard to death. As I explained previously also, this poem and another one, two Arabic poems, appeared in a monthly Islamic magazine by the name of Bayyinat, which used to be published by Abin Nori Town Madrasa in Newtown, Karachi. Maulana Yusuf bin Nori Sahib Rahmatullah's son, Maulana Muhammad bin Nori, sent a copy of this edition in which the poems appeared towards the Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah. As the Shaykh listened to the poetry, someone read it out, and the Shaykh liked it very much and instructed his assistants, people like Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullahi, to include this poetry in his autobiography in part 7. So that was done, but Sufi Iqbal Sahib suggested that even better, if these poems are published separately and then around this poetry, let us include all those anecdotes, stories about death, which the Shaykh wrote in the end of Fadail al-Sadaqat. So the Shaykh Rahmatullah liked that suggestion as well. So this is why how this booklet came out as a separate publication, known as Maut Ki Yaad, Remembrance of Death. We were reading a few incidents of people who experienced death in different ways. So this poetry is at the back of the kitab. Here the poem wishes to guide us. Ulama tell us we should make muraqabah of death, meditate over death before we go to sleep for a few minutes. So here we will see the poet gives a vivid description of how death takes place, and that is how we should make the muraqabah. Visualize as if our janazah is taking place, we are being carried to the Qabristan. Because the poetry is in Arabic, everyone doesn't understand the Arabic. So after I read every few lines, we will listen to the translation in Urdu also for the benefit of those who do not understand English, and then the translation in English as well. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ليس الغريب غريب الشام واليمن إن الغريب غريب اللحد والكفن لا تنهرن غريبا حال غربته الدهر ينهره بالذل والمحن إن الغريب له حق لغربته على المقيمين في الأوطان والسكن سفري غريب وزادي لن يبلغني وقوتي ضعفت والموت يطلبني ولي بقايا ذنوب لست أعلمها الله يعلمها في السر والعلن. The translation: Sham aur Yaman ka musafir dar haqeeqat musafir nahi, albatta ghor aur kafan ka musafir waqiatan musafir hai. The travelers of Syria and Yemen are not in reality travelers. Certainly the travelers of the grave and the kafan, these are the actual travelers. Kabhi ajnabi ko bahalat-e ghurbat hargiz na jirko, zamane ne usse zillat aur mashaqqat ke saath khud hi jirak rakha hai. Never rebuke a stranger in his condition of being strange. Time itself has scolded him with disgrace and difficulty. Ajnabi musafir ka haq hai un logo par jo apne ghar aur watan mein iqamat pazeer hai. The strange traveler has a right upon those people who are living in their homes and houses. Mera safar andekhe raston ka hai. Mera zade safar manzil tak pahunchne ke liye na kafi hai. Meri quwwat kamzor ho chuki hai aur maut meri talash mein hai. My journey is on an unfamiliar and strange road. My provision is insufficient to carry me to my destination. My strength is weakened and death is searching for me. Aur mere paas gunahon ka ambar hai jo khud mere ilm ke andar bhi nahi, magar Allah Taala unke poshida aur zahir ko khoob jante hai. I have a heap of sins which I myself do not know. Only Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly my secret and open sins. Ma ahlam Allahu anni haythu amhalani wa qad tamadaytu fi dhanbi wa yasturuni tamurru sa'atu ayyami bila nadamin wala buka'in wala khawfin wala hazani أنا الذي يغلق الأبواب مجتهدا على المعاصي وعين الله تنظرني يا زلة كتبت في غفلة ذهبت يا حسرة بقيت في القلب تحرقني دعني أنوح على نفسي وأندبها وَأَقَطَعُ الدَّهْرَ بِالتَّفْكِيرِ وَالْحَزَنِ. اللہ تعالیٰ کا حلم دیکھو کہ ان گناہوں کے باوجود مجھے مہلت دے رہا ہے اور میں گناہ کیے جا رہا ہوں اور وہ میری پردہ پوشی فرما رہے. Look at the tolerance of Allah Ta'ala. that despite my sins, he is giving me respite. While I keep on committing sins, he continues to conceal them. Meri zindagi ke lamhat, nadamat, aur girya, aur khauf, aur huzn ke bagair guzar rahe. The hours of my life are passing without any regret, without any crying, fear and grief. Main wahi aadmi hu ki gunah karte hain makan ke darwaze achhi tarah band kar leta hu, halanki Allah ki aankh mujhe tab bhi dekh rahi hai. I am the one who tightly closes the doors of the house when committing sins, whereas the eye of Allah Ta'ala still sees me. Ah, kitni lagzishe ghaflat mein sarzad hokar daastane maazi ban gayi, aur kitni hasrat-e dil mein atak kar mere liye aatish-e suza ban gayi. Alas, how many faults which were committed in negligence have been noted as a story of the past, and how many pains have remained in my heart as blazing flames to burn me. Mujhe chhod do ki main apne nafs par noha karu aur zindagi fikr aur gham mein basar karu. Leave me so that I may lament over myself and pass my life in worry and concern. كأنني بين تلك الأهل منطرح على الفراش وأيديهم تقلبني كأنني وحولي من ينوح ومن يبغي علي يبكي علي وينعاني ويندبني وقد أتوا بالطبيب كي يعالجني ولم أر الطبيب اليوم ينفعني سيخرج الروح مني في تغرغرها وصار ريقي مرا حين غرغرني واشتد نزعي وصار الموت يجذبها من كل عرق بلا رفق ولا هوني. وہ منظر گویا میری آنکھوں کے سامنے ہے کہ میں بستر مرگ پر اہل و عیال کے درمیان بے جان پڑا ہوں اور ان کے ہاتھ مجھے کروتے دے رہے. It seems as if the following scene is before my very eyes. I am lying dead on my deathbed, surrounded by my family, and the hands are turning me from side to side. ہاں وہ منظر بھی میرے سامنے گویا کہ ہے کہ میرے گرد نوحا گروہ کی بھیڑ ہے. میری موت کا اعلان ہو رہا اور مجھے مردہ حالت میں پکارا جا رہا. Yes, the following scene is before me. People have gathered to lament and cry over me. The announcement of my death has been made and I am being addressed as the deceased. میرے علاج معالجے کے لئے طبیب کو بلایا گیا لیکن آج طبیب کی چارہ گیری میرے کس کام آئے گی. A doctor was brought for my treatment but today I do not see the doctor benefiting me. نزا کے وقت میری روح نکل جائے گی اور غرغرہ کے وقت لعاب دہن تلخ ہو جائے گا. Shortly my soul will be removed in the agonies of death and my saliva will turn bitter during the final moments of my life. بوقت نزا مجھ پر شدت کے پہاڑ ٹوٹ پڑے اور موت بغیر کسی رو اور رعایت کے رگ و ریشے سے روح کو کھینچنے لگی. The agonies of death have intensified upon me and death without any gentleness or without any ease is extracting my soul from every vein. وَسُلَّ رُوحِي وَظَلَّ الْجِسْمُ مُنْطَرِحًا بَيْنَ الْأَهَالِي وَأَيْدِيهِمْ تُقَلِّبُنِي وَغَمَّضُونِي وَشَدُّوا الْحَلْقَ وَانْصَرَفُوا بَعْدَ الْأَيَاسِ وَجَدُّوا فِي شِرَى الْكَفَنِي وَصَارَ مَنْ كَانَ أَحَبَّ النَّاسِ فِي عَجَلٍ نَحْوَ الْمُغَسَّلِ يَأْتِينِي لِيَغْسِلَنِي وَأَضْجَعُونِي عَلَى الْأَلْوَاحِ مُنْطَرِحًا وَقَامَ فِي الْحَالِ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُغَسِّلُنِي وَأَسْكَبَ الْمَاءَ مِنْ فَوْقِي وَغَسَّلَنِي غَسْلًا سَلَافًا وَنَادَ الْقَوْمَ بِالْكَفَنِي. لیجئے اب تو روح نکال لی گئی اور میرا جسم اہل و عیال کے درمیان بے حس و حرکت پڑا ہے اور ان کے ہاتھ مجھے الٹ پلٹ کر رہے. My soul was exacted and my body lay motionless amidst my family. The hands were turning me from side to side. Ghar ke logon ne meri aankhein band kar di, jabron par kapra band diya aur mayusi ke baad jaakar fauran kafan khareedne lage. My family closed my eyes, tied a cloth around my jaw, and after despondence, they immediately went to purchase my kafan. Jo shakhs mujhe sabse zyada mehboob tha, وہ بری جلدی سے جائے غسل کی طرف لپکا اور مجھے غسل دینے کی تیاری کرنے لگا. The person who loved me the most hastened towards the place of غسل, preparing to give me the غسل. مجھے تختہ میت پر لٹا کر کچھ لوگ مجھے فوراً غسل دینے لگے. Immediately placing me on the board reserved for the dead, some people started giving me the غسل. میرے اوپر پانی ڈالا, تین بار غسل دیا اور لوگوں کو آواز دی کہ اب کفن لاؤ. Water was thrown over me. I was washed thrice and people were told, now bring the kafan. وَأَلْبَسُونِي سِيَابًا لَا كِمَامَ لَهَا وَصَارَ زَادِي حَنُوطِي حِينَ حَنَّطَنِي وَأَخْرَجُونِي مِنَ الدُّنْيَا فَوَا أَسَفًا عَلَى رَحِيلٍ بِلَا زَادِي يُبَلِّغُنِي وحملوني على الأكتاف أربعة من الرجال وخلفي من يشيعني وقدموني إلى المحراب وانصرفوا خلف الإمام وصلى ثم ودعني صلوا علي صلاة لا ركوع لها ولا سجود لعل الله يرحمني. اور مجھے پھر بغیر آستینوں کے چند کپڑے پہنایا اور کافور لگایا. لیجئے یہ کافور بھی میرا تو شاید سفر ٹھہرا. They covered me with a few sleeveless garments and camphor became my provision when they applied it upon me. اور اب انہوں نے مجھے دنیا سے نکال دیا. ہائے افسوس, سفر پر جا رہا ہوں, نہ گھر نہ توشہ نہ زاد راہ. Alas, now they have taken me from the world on a journey without any provision which will convey me to my destination. Char aadmiyon ne mujhe kandhon par utha liya, baaki log rukhsat karne ke liye peeche ho gaye. Four persons carried me on the shoulders and the remaining people bid me farewell from behind. Mujhe janaza gaah mein laya gaya. Log imam ki peeche saf aara ho gaye aur usne janaza ki namaz padh kar mujhe rukhsat kar diya. They brought me to the place where janaza salah is performed. The people formed rows behind the imam and after performing the salah, they bid me farewell. Mujh par aisi namaz padhi jisme na ruku hai na sujood. Shayad ki Allah Ta'ala mujh par raham farmaya. A salah without any ruku or sujood was performed upon me, hoping that Allah Ta'ala may shower His mercy upon me.
وأنزلوني إلى قبري على محل وقدموا واحدا منهم ليلحدني وكشف الثوب عن وجهي لينظرني وأسبل الدمع من عيني وقبلني في ظلامات قبري لا أمي ولا أحد ولا أبي ولا أخ من يؤنسني وهالني إذ رأت عيناي إذ نظرت من هول مطلع إذ كان أغفلني من منكر ونكير ما أقول لهم قد هالني أمرهم جدا فأفزعني.
عيسى لوگوں نے مجھے قبر میں اتار دیا اور ایک شخص نے مجھے لحد کے اندر پہنچایا. Slowly they lowered me into the grave and one person placed me into the lahad, the hollow portion of the grave. اس نے آخری دیدار کے لئے میرا منہ کھولا, آنکھوں سے آنسو بہائے اور مجھے چوما. He uncovered my face to see me for the last time. He shed tears and he kissed me. اور میری تاریخ قبر میں نہ میری ماں ہے, نہ باپ, نہ بھائی, نہ کو اور جو میرا دل بہلا سکے. In the darkness of the grave, None were present, neither my mother, nor my father, nor my brother, to make me feel at ease. Ye tanha ye tariki aur ye wahshat hi kya kam aafat thi ki achanak meri aankhon ne ek holnak manzar dekha. This solitude, this darkness, this horror was already a calamity when all of a sudden my eyes witnessed another dreadful scene. Yani munkar nakir bayanak shakal mein namudar hue. Hai Allah, main unko kya kahun? Unki holnaki ne to mera hosh aur hawas ko gum kar diya. The dreadful appearance of Munkar and Nakir, O Allah, how should I answer them? Their dreadfulness has rendered me senseless.
وَأَقَعَدُونِي وَجَدُّوا فِي سُوَالِهِمِ مَا لِي سِوَاكَ إِلَهِ مَنْ يُخَلِّصُنِي فَمْنُنْ عَلَيَّ بِعَفْضٍ مِّنْكَ يَا أَمَلِي أمن على تارك الأولاد والوطن تقاسموا أهل الميراث وانصرفوا وصار وزري على ظهري يثقلني استبدلت زوجتي بعلا لها بدلي وحكمته في الأموال والسكن وصيرت ابنها عبدا ليخدمه وصار مالي لهم حلا بلا ثمن.
انہوں نے پھر منکر نکیر نے مجھے بتلایا اور سختی سے جواب طلبی کرنے لگے. یا الہی, تیرے سوا کوئی میرا نہیں جو مجھے اس مخمصہ سے نجات دے. منکر نکیر سیتد میں آپ and sickly demanded me to answer the questions. O Allah, besides you, there is none to grant me salvation. اے میری امید, عفو در گزر کر مجھ پر احسان فرما, اس غریب مسافر پر احسان فرما جو اہل و عیال اور گھر وطن سب کچھ پیچھے چھوڑ کر آیا ہے. O my hope, favor me with your forgiveness. Favor this traveler who has left behind his family and home. گھر کے لوگ واپس جا کر میری میراث بانٹنے لگے اور گناہوں کے بوجھ کی گراں باری میرے پشت پر آ پڑی. بیک ہوم مائی فیملی ڈیوائڈیڈ مائی اسٹیٹ اینڈ دا برڈن آف مائی سنز فیل آن مائی بیک. میری بیوی نے نیا شوہر کر لیا اور گھر بار کا حکمران اس کو بنایا. اس نے اپنے بیٹے کو نئے شوہر کا غلام اور خادم بنایا اور میرے مال پر مال مفت دل بے رحم کے طور پر تصرف شروع کر دیا. My wife made her son the servant and attendant of her new husband, and my wealth became permissible for them gratis.
فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكَ الدُّنْيَا وَزُخْرُفَهَا انظُرْ لِأَفْعَالِهَا بِالْأَهْلِ وَالْوَطَنِ وانظر إلى من حوى الدنيا بأجمعها هل راح منها بغير الحنط والكفن. خذ القناعة من دنياك وارض لها لو لم يكن لك فيها إلا راحة البدن. يا نفس كفي عن العصيان واكتسبي فضلا جميلا لعل الله يرحمني. يا نفس ويحك توبي واعملي حسنا عسى تجازين بعد الموت بالحسن. ثم الصلاة على المختار سيدنا ما ضأضأ البرق في شام وفي يمن. والحمد لله والحمد لله ممسينا ومصبحنا بالخير والعفو والإحسان والمنن.
دنیا والو, دنیا کی زیب و زینت سے دھوکہ نہ کھاؤ. اس نے بھی بچوں اور وطن کے ساتھ جو کچھ کیا اس پر نظر رکھو. او پیپل آف دا ورلڈ, ڈونٹ بی ڈیسیوڈ بائی دا بیوٹی اینڈ گلٹر آف دا ورلڈ. کیئرفلی ریفلیکٹ واٹ اٹ ہیز ڈن ٹو دا وائف, children and home. دیکھو جن لوگوں نے دنیا بھر کی دولت سمیت رکھی تھی وہ یہاں سے کافور اور کفن کے علاوہ بھی کچھ لے کر گئے Reflect on those who have hoarded the whole world. Have they taken with them anything from here besides camphor and the coffin? Apni dunya se zohd o qanaat lo. Isi par razi raho. Khaa rahat e badan ke siwai. Tumhe kuch mayassar na hai. Be content and happy with the little of your world, even though you achieve nothing except comfort for your body. Ey mere nafs, na farmani se baaz a, aur Allah ka fadl jameel haasil kar. Allah tujh par zarur raham farmayega. O nafs, O soul, abstain from disobedience, earn the beautiful favors of Allah Ta'ala. Definitely, Allah will have mercy upon you. Ey mere nafs, tera bura ho. Tu apne gunahon se toba kar, aur koi nek kaam kar. Umeed hai tujhe nek kaam karne ki, jaza zarur milegi. O nafs, woe unto you. Repent for your sins and do good actions. There is hope that definitely you will be rewarded for your good actions. Phir hamare aqa sarware kainat sallallahu alaihi wasallam par durood bhej. Jab tak bijliyan sham aur yaman mein chamakti rahegi. Send salutations upon our chosen master Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the lightning strikes in Syria and Yemen. Aur subah aur sham Allah ka shukr ada kar jo hame khair ki taufeeq deta hai, maaf karta hai aur ehsaan karta hai. All praise is exclusively for Allah Ta'ala, morning and evening, who gives us the ability to do good. He forgives us and favors us. So this is how a person will meditate over death, visualize it, take out 5 minutes before going to bed, think of death. Inshallah it will motivate us to understand the temporary nature of this world and to prepare for the Akhirah. Another short poem that's in Urdu, the gist of it, that the angel of death quietly came and said to me, "Come my brother, it is time to leave the world. I have come to fetch you with the hukam and the will of Allah Ta'ala." Then the angel of death says, looking at me, "Why are you so shocked? Why have you become restless? Your life has come to an end. Now it is time to leave the world. Travel to the Akhirat. Every relationship that you had in this world has to be severed now. Neither will your brother go with you, nor your son. You will have to leave everything behind. Time to leave the world. Your wealth, your possessions will not accompany you to the Qabr. In fact, you will now begin to despise these things of the dunya. The only thing that will accompany you are your good deeds, or your evil deeds, whatever the case may be. Throw away this daily clothing and put on a few meters of kafan. Bid farewell to the people of your household. When your janazah will be lifted, your children will be crying and they will weep that today we have parted from our father. Look at your children once more. This is the last time you will set eyes upon them. Your wife is crying in one corner, but it is time to leave the world. You will go into a grave, where in the solitude, your bedding and your pillow will be of sand and soil. That will be your resting place. It will be a house of insects. These insects will begin to devour your flesh. Therefore, prepare for this day. Death will come to everyone quietly and say, it is time to leave the world. The Urdu is very simple. I have translated it, but easy to understand also.
Maut aista aakar ye boli, ab chalo saath mere bhai. Hukm Rab se tumhe lene aayi. Ab chalo saath mere bhai. Kyun mujhe dekh kar dar gaya tu, hoke bechain ghabra gaya tu. Zindagi khatm ho gayi tumhari, ab chalo saath mere bhai.
मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। टूट जाएगा हर एक रिश्ता, साथ देगा न भाई न बेटा। तू बिछड़ जाएगा सबसे हाई, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। साथ आएगा न मालो दौलत, उनको हो जाएगी तुमसे नफरत। साथ आएगी नेकी बुराई, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। फेंक दे तू ये सारे कपड़े, जल्दी दो गज कफन तू पहन ले। सबसे मिलकर तू हो अलविदाई, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। जब उठेगा तेरा जनाजा, बच्चे रोकर कहेंगे अल्लाह। बाप से हो गई अब जुदाई, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। देख ले अपने बच्चों को फिर से, आखिरी है ये दीदार उनकी। अहलिया रो रही है बिचारी, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। जाके मिट्टी में सोना पड़ेगा, तकिया बिस्तर भी मिट्टी का होगा। कीड़े खाएंगे लाश तुम्हारी, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। मौत आहिस्ता आकर ये बोली, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। हुक्म रब से तुम्हें लेने आई, अब चलो साथ मेरे भाई। अल्लाह गिव अस अ तौफीक इंशाल्लाह, ऑल ऑफ अस, टू प्रिपेयर फॉर दैट अल्टीमेट जर्नी, इनएविटेबल, इमिनेंट। वी ऑल हैव टू गो ऑन दिस रूट। मे अल्लाह ताला कीप अस प्रिपेयर्ड टू मीट आवर क्रिएटर इंशाल्लाह। अल्लाह एक्सेप्ट व्हाटएवर लिटिल इबादत वी आर एबल टू मेक इन दिस मंथ। फ्यू प्रेशियस डेज लेफ्ट, couple of days perhaps, whatever we can, let us squeeze every ounce, every drop out of the blessings of this blessed month, and inshallah make this preparation for death. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah.